The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Tuesday, September the 25th. Can you believe this is the last week of September? We're going into October next week. In fact, we're going to talk about what is going on next week. We have Dave Mars, Columbia Water and Light. Oh, good to have you here, yeah. Dave Mars. Next week is a very special week, first week of October.
Yeah, it's a little known week called Public Power Week in Columbia.
Okay. You came in here saying this is really a special week.
Well, for our utility it is, and for our community.
Columbia, it's Power Week.
Public Power Week.
Public Power Week. Okay.
You either have cooperatives that, like Bookman Electric,
And that's what I have.
They're basically public power. And then you have Columbia Water and Light. We chose to be public power about 100 years ago, 102 years ago. And then there's investor-owned utilities where you purchase stock and, it's
right.
Like that. But we in Columbia like our public power utility because it gives us a whole lot of breath to do things. For one, it keeps a lot of the revenue in the local area, and which creates jobs. And also we have our revenues go through the city, so the city can basically look how we're doing and ask us for more programs. And this is what we've done.
So Columbia's Water and Light is considered public power.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly like the Boone Electric or...
It's structured a little bit differently than
that. Yeah, because if you belong to an REA, you get a check at the end of the year as a part of the profits that you own the company.
Exactly.
But now Columbia's Water and Light doesn't give the customers a check, do they?
No, it goes into general revenues of the city, and out of that we have a lot of programs. And, of course, this year, as you know, we've had a lot of work to do on our water mains.
Yeah, because it's been so dry.
The drought is pulling those things apart like crazy. So, and that has that's come from extra funds that we've set aside over the years. So it gives us a lot of possibilities to use our money in creative ways.
Okay. So what does next week mean to the consumer itself?
Oh, it's basically a rallying of the 2,000 communities around the United States that have public power and just sort of a way to kind of, we're after the summer and before winter, so, we'd be thinking about the programs that we offer our customers. And
Somebody, we all take our electric power for granted. We do. We walk into a room, we throw a switch, and the lights come on. You turn the electric range on, and you start cooking. You press the button, and the television or the radio comes on. When you really realize what you have there is when the power goes off.
That's right.
And you can't flick that switch, and the lights come on. Or you can't cook a meal, or you can't make your coffee, or watch television. That's when it hits home, how dependent we are on electricity.
Yeah, especially this summer with the cooling load that we had. And luckily, we did a really good job of keeping our power, up to snuff. We didn't have many outages in our community and stuff. So that's basically the goal of public power, is that we can take our profits and turn it back into our utility, back into programs, back into help for our local customers to keep our rates as low as we possibly can and also keep it reliable.
Yeah, and also educating all of us of how important it is to conserve. I was reading a story earlier this summer. In spite of the record heat that we had, we actually were consuming less electricity because we have all learned to conserve a little better. And we have equipment that is a little more energy efficient.
Yes, that works hand in glove. And part of Columbia Water and Light's offerings to their customers are low-interest loans to help upgrade their heating and cooling systems and to add insulation. I was at a house just yesterday. It had 3 inches of attic insulation. It's been
sitting there
40 years, both blowing that heat right through the ceiling. And I'm always surprised when I find that because I think, well, surely we've come up to date with our insulation levels, which were, about 12 inches in your attic, from 12 to 15.
And it settles over the years. So if your house is anywhere between 10 to 12 to 14 years old, you really should check it because there's a possibility that it has settled.
Right.
And when it settles, does that mean you don't, even though you've got the same amount of insulation up there, does it mean if it's settled that your insulating power is not as good?
In one strange way, it might actually enhance the insulating ability
because
it might take some of the air pockets and stuff. But it really depends on what kind of insulation you have up there and where you started and where you ended up.
Can you over-insulate? Can you go above mm-hmm. and beyond what is really necessary?
Our studies show that about 15 inches is about maxing out in our latitude here for the weather we've had now. You know, Missouri's always been known to come with surprises, so we're not quite sure from year to year what we said last year was going to be holding this year, because who could anticipate this kind of summer that we had?
Yeah.
So this year, but the 15 inches will, you know, pretty well slide you through most of the...
Is it better to have blown insulation or the kind that you lay in the attic?
Well, the thing about the blown insulation in the attic is good because it settles down into very small areas and stuff. If you're using a bat, which is somewhat not rigid, but it's got some body to it, it's hard to get it tucked in all those areas, especially out farther in the corners and stuff of your attic. So in the attic, blown insulation is a good type. With wall insulation, you can use bats. It depends on, again, if you're doing it or if you're hiring somebody to do it. Now there's all sorts of insulating products that are like expandable foam, sprayed cellulose that you can do inside of walls, very high R value, very, very efficient and costly too. But part of our public power presentation is that we have low interest loans for our customers that enable them to do this.
So if people want more information about this, they can call, City of Columbia Water and Light, or they can call their local utilities, because almost every utility will have a program.
Yeah. And with us, you have to just go to the website is gocolumbiamo.com and search for Water and Light and look at our programs. We've got, had some great programs. We just got through with an EPA grant where the 110 downtown businesses were able to relamp, get some more efficient lighting, so they're lowering their air conditioner load. Take a look downtown when you go shopping down there and take a look and see if you can see the difference.
Okay. All right. And the other thing that you wanted to mention also, as dry as it has been, is to try to put some water around your foundation.
Yeah, and you've had a double of a problem with that too. I just heard today where a friend of mine's sister, their house has settled so much it crushed their sewer line. So this is not only going to be, trying to fare up the wall, but also repairing sewer.
It crushed, the footing fell on the sewer line and crushed it.
And you can see your cracks in your veneer, and I'm not sure if watering around the foundation. I see a lot of dry foundations because we've taken so much time to take our stormwater away from the foundation with our downspout extensions that now the foundations are dry, but they're too dry.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's something. Look for the cracks, because I dealt with that this summer.
Yeah.
And it's not a whole lot of fun. But everything can be fixed.
Yeah.
Everything can be fixed. We're out of time for today. Tomorrow, Missouri Cures and Missouri CASA. And if people want more information on it, they can go to the city website.
GoColumbiaMo.com.
Or check your local utility. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director, Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And you can watch this program again or listen to it, kbia.org. Click on Talk Shows and Radio Friend. Bye-bye.